just for a few moments. I'd like to pass on a lesson I learned this week about healing. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9 without a lot of comment. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete the grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, that now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what one does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by an equality, that now, at this time, your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be an equality. There may be equality. As it is written, He who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord. And we have sent him with the brother, whose name is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not only that, but who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which is administered by us to the glory of God himself and to show your ready mind. Avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in the lavish gift which is administered by us, providing honourable things not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent because of the great confidence which we have in you. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker concerning you. Or if our brethren are inquired about, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. Therefore, show to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Now, concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that as I said, you may be ready. Lest, if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not a grudging obligation. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one as he purposes in his heart. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but is also abounding through many thanksgivings to God. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. I sort of have the feeling that I've been left here for a year or two to interest myself in what's going on down there. And to me, I've been given a very special privilege of meeting a man there for an hour a week. Some of you have read his conversion story. It's really a lovely story about how the grace of God can get a hold of a man. But I just see ongoing. Something started there. And I was with him on Friday, and he was telling me some of his experiences over the past week, and how he'd seen a bit of a disturbance and it troubled him and tempted him. But he was also telling me about what they did in prison, and he had been studying the scripture, and he really leaves me behind. Lots of ways. It's just lovely to see what's happened in 20 months. But he'd been looking into tithing. A prisoner. Tithing. Do you know how much he gets? $12 a week. And he feels responsible to tithe from that. I don't know what he does with it. He says he has the people that he feels that need it. But more than that, sometimes he feels that he's getting more than he needs to eat. And he secrets it into other cells and to some people that he thinks that need it more than he does. And they wonder where this has come from. Now this makes me feel so small. And I hope it does make us all feel small. We're a very affluent society in New Zealand. We're going, this food here, I guess is going to be a whole lot left over. Is that right? And that's very good. But, we're really overblessed with food in New Zealand, aren't we? We're responsible as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've read these chapters. These were different days. They were early days. Ken had been reminding us about what was going on in those days, and they were wonderful times. But I hope that we can draw some lessons from what I've read, and just that simple little story about a man who has so little and whose word is getting into his heart, or God's word is getting into his heart and resulting in action. The Lord bless us all and make us useful for him in what he's entrusted.